that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we have guests from two December events in the North State, one in Oroville at the Butte College campus, and the other in Chico at the Arts Center. We'll talk with Butte faculty from both visual arts and performing arts. They'll tell us about the Butte College Arts Fair this next Tuesday and Wednesday. The fair will give you a chance to see students creating art, many using an array of state-of-the-art equipment. There will also be all kinds of art for sale by students and faculty. The head of the drama department, plus one of Butte's drama students, will tell us about their tours and performances, which you can see at the fair. Also, we'll be talking with artists from Chico Art Center about their December show and sale, where you can purchase original artwork of many different kinds. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Redding's Riverfront Playhouse features a holiday favorite, A Christmas Carol, adapted from the classic Dickens story. The play performance starts at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow with a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. There's a Redding holiday tradition at the Cascade Theater, Cascade Christmas 2017. This high-spirited spectacle with an all-new story features music, dance, and illusions. Showtimes are tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 2 and 7, rounding out the weekend, Sunday at 2. Tomorrow, the Orland Art Center closes the exhibit Talent Times 3. A trio of women painters display their landscapes, western scenes, and florals. Hours at the center tomorrow, 1 to 6. Opening tonight at Chico Theater Company, It's a Wonderful Life, the musical. This stage version, with songs, breathes new life into the classic holiday film, retaining all the warmth and humor. Curtain times are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, with a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. Next Thursday, Chico Community Ballet has a treat for the season at the university's Laxon Auditorium, a very Chico nutcracker. This unique holiday performance weaves Chico history into the traditional nutcracker ballet. Opening night is next Thursday, starting at 7:30. Performances continue through next weekend. The Jackie Headley University Art Gallery at Chico State features the exhibit Vanished, a chronicle of loss and discovery across 500,000 years. This project showcases 4 North State treasures, now gone, but still remembered. Tuesday, there'll be a walk and talk about this exhibit with head curator Kelly Lindner. It starts at the University Art Gallery at 5:30. Chico State's Janet Turner Print Museum hosts The Meaning of Life, Visual Anthology. Contemplate life's meaning at this exhibit of art prints and the printed word. The Turners open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. In Yuba City, at the Acting Company, their current production is a 1940s radio Christmas carol. It's Christmas Eve at a hole-in-the-wall radio station in Newark, New Jersey. The Feddington Players are attempting to broadcast their take on the famous Dickens tale, but nothing is going right. See this comedy drama tonight or tomorrow at 7:30 or Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. He wasn't born yesterday. He was born on this date. Playwright and screenwriter Garson Kanin. The best part of one's life, believed Kanin, is the working part, the creative part. Believe me, I love to succeed. However, the real spiritual and emotional excitement is in the doing.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today we're going to focus on a very exciting event, the Butte College Arts Fair. First, David Cooper, who is chair of the art department.
Dolores, we wanted to let the public know that we're having this arts fair. Just in time for Christmas, we're giving students the opportunity to interface with the public, to sell their artwork in many different media. It evolved out of ceramic sale we have been having the last 30 years. People really like getting ceramics at this time of the year as gifts and so on, and it's really great for the students to be able to sell their work. We encourage students to price their work at levels where it's accessible for people to buy the work. So we're giving students the opportunity to sell their work, but we're also doing a whole lot more to showcase our facility. We're going to allow people to come in and see the classes in session, and Daniel Donnelly of Digital Arts, who's also here, is going to be having a whole lot going on there.
One of the things that we'll be doing is allowing visitors not only to purchase products that our students are creating, they're creating mugs, they're creating t-shirts, they're doing digital prints of their photography, they'll have illustrations that they created and digital paintings as well. But this year, we'll be able to have the visitors come and walk through the labs, and we'll give them tours, and they'll actually be able to see students working on the equipment that we have. And we have some pretty amazing equipment in our digital department. People will be able to see students working on our Cintiq monitors. They're 21-inch drawing monitors where students draw in Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator. They actually paint and draw with a stylus on the computers.
And this is all happening in the arts building on the main campus of Butte College. David, why don't you explain to people who don't yet know their way around the Butte College campus where the arts building is and a little bit about the building.
The arts building is fairly new to us. It feels still like an amazing thing that we got this building on the main campus. As you're driving in on Butte Campus Drive from Pence Road, you would actually be able to see it off to your left-hand side, and then you can park in the student parking. There's lots, I think, C and D that would be good to park at there. And by the way, this is November 28th and 29th, we should say, from 10 o'clock until 2 both days. So it'll be during the time that classes are in session. Ceramics, fiber art, drawing, photography, jewelry, textiles, paintings, digital art, fused glass, and printmaking, as well as graphic design. So there are really a lot of different media. We're also going to have dramatic performances, and we'll have music as well.
Well, David, let's consider your area of ceramics. What is it about ceramics that makes it such a joy to give as a gift for Christmas?
I think one of the things that makes the ceramic sale so popular is it's art you can use. So people will make objects you can use in the kitchen, objects you can drink coffee or beer out of. I'm going to be selling some of my own beer steins that I make. Ceramics has traditionally been fairly affordable, so that's a nice thing. People will be able to give a very nice handmade gift at a price of maybe $5, $10, $15, $25, depending on the size and depending on the artist and what their idea is.
People will be able to check out what's happening with the drama department. Also, there'll be music students performing here and there. You'll also be able to tour the state-of-the-art recording studio for the music people. There's so much that you can see. It's pretty exciting. Dave, go over again some of the specific facilities and workspaces that people might be able to actually see students working in when they go to the arts fair.
On the ground floor of the building, starting at one end, we have ceramics on one side, and it's a great facility. As a matter of fact, we were just talking recently to the Dean of Arts and Humanities over at Chico State. He said when they built their arts building, they actually modeled their ceramics facility on ours because it had been such an advance forward in what we were doing. It was really the best facility in the North State, still is among those. So ceramics on one side, and on the other side, painting and drawing. And then going down the hall, we have a sculpture lab. We have a space that has been a printmaking space, but is now being transformed into a maker space. So very exciting development. And then we have the Black Box Theater. We have music and drama downstairs. We have the recording arts studio, the band room. Band room is also a place where our chorus practices. And then all the digital arts upstairs. We have photography and including a full dark room, one of the few dark rooms left in the North State. Daniel, why don't you talk about the digital art that we have upstairs?
We have three computer labs, Apple computer labs, some pretty high-end equipment in those labs. We keep all the software up to date. A t-shirt printer that we'll be using. Students will be making shirts, showcasing how the equipment works. They'll be drawing on the Cintiq monitors. We'll be making banners on our 55-inch roll and banner printer as well. Anyone who visits will be able to see some really amazing equipment being used by our students.
You have some very exciting things that are going to happen in the future. Drones, for example.
I just finished writing two drone classes that will hopefully be starting next fall. We ordered $33,000 worth of drones last week, and this week we got in $4,000 worth of GoPro Karma drones, which are pretty exciting drones to be able to see. We also have some new 3D printers that we'll be getting in, and I just put together a quote for $12,000 worth of virtual reality goggles that our students will be able to use as well.
The drones have high-end video cameras built in, so you can get unheard-of perspective on things that you want to capture images of.
That's correct. They all have 4K cameras that are really high-end. They're perfect for doing video and still photography from the drones. We want to showcase it for sure.
Yeah, and maybe even have a description of the classes that will be available, because that's something that I would think a lot of retired people, including myself, I'm going to be retiring soon, I would like to take that class. Mention the digital editing class that you're going to have relative to the drone.
We have two classes. One will be a drone management class where you'll learn how to actually fly the drones, and you'll learn how they're used in law enforcement, in firefighting, in search and rescue, how they're used in ag. By the time you're finished with that class, hopefully you'll be able to become accredited and get your certification for flying drones for business. And then the other class that we'll have will be a video and photography drone class. We also have, starting hopefully in the summer possibly, if we can get it through, we have a makerspace class. Students or community members will be able to come in, take this class, and actually learn how to use all the equipment we'll be purchasing next month for our new makerspace.
And we have here Bryce Corin. You're a student in the Butte College Drama Department, is that right?
Yes.
And you're going to have a special preview of an event coming up in December.
I'm the president of the Drama Club. I'm also part of the Special Events Committee, and we're putting on a Winter One Acts event, written, directed, and starring all Butte College students.
Four short plays, and they're written by students?
Yeah.
They're directed by students, and they're performed by students. Tell me about these plays. What are they tied into the holiday season?
When we asked people to submit their plays, we said, it's encouraged to involve the winter and holiday themes, and as it turns out, all four of them do. So it's going to be festive.
And at the Butte College Art Fair, you're going to have a preview of the One Acts.
We're going to be having people work on One Acts probably during the day. We're going to have people maybe singing some songs.
So if people are going to tour the arts building and see all the things going on, what would they see that's tied to this upcoming event?
Well, some of the directors that will show up to the event will probably set aside some times and allow people to go in for what is known as an open rehearsal. They'll be seeing how the directors work, how the students are acting and deciding how to go about this new piece.
And that'll be performed in the Black Box Theater, the main theater at Butte College?
Yeah, and there's no set schedule, so you might come in and see open rehearsal, you might come in and see a bit of Urinetown song reprisals. It's really up in the air, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm here with Jesse Mers. He's the head of the Butte College Drama Department. The Drama Department will be taking part in the Art Fair on Tuesday and Wednesday.
We're going to start off with a tour. So if you haven't seen our space, if you haven't been to the Black Box Theater, which is a gorgeous, large, black, empty space with 200 seats, you'll be able to check out the theater. Additionally, we're going to take you backstage and let you see where we build our sets, where we have all kinds of wonderful equipment, including some really sophisticated equipment for cutting and affixing wood. We'll also show you our scenic storage and our costume storage, our prop storage, and where we build costumes, and our green room, our makeup room, and we'll just show you where our drama students hang out and make theater together. We have the Winter One Acts coming up December 8th and 9th, which are written by students, directed by students, produced by students. I am just in a consultation, like executive producer type role. The students are really pulling these four one acts together beautifully. What you'll be seeing is an open rehearsal. So students will be gathering on a rotating basis, depending upon their class schedule, of course. They'll be rehearsing these one acts, and you'll get little previews of the one acts. In addition, when I asked the students, do you think maybe we should put up some scenes of Urinetown, our musical that recently closed? They all said, yes, yes, yes. So you'll be seeing little snippets, a little revival of Urinetown, the musical. So if you miss that show, stop on by and you'll see short excerpts from Urinetown, the musical, and from the Winter One Acts, which are coming up December 8th and 9th.
Well, the next official production from the Butte College Drama Department, of course, happens in the spring, but I understand that there are auditions going on, and they'll be on the same day as the first day of the art fair.
That's right. So if you're going to be in town or coming to the campus for the arts fair, you might as well stick around, because at 4 o'clock, you'll be able to audition for Much Ado About Nothing. It is Shakespeare's original romantic comedy. No experience necessary. Of course, you have to enroll in the class if you do get cast in the show. We rehearse in the evenings or the late afternoons. We need a whole host of actors to pull off this hilarious, moving, and romantic show.
So people could actually audition for Much Ado About Nothing, one of the most delightful comedies by Shakespeare. And that would be on Tuesday, about 2 hours after the art fair. The art fair goes till 2 p.m. The audition is right in the Black Box Theater at 4 o'clock. If people are maybe interested in dipping their toe into the Shakespearean pond, what are you doing on Monday, the day before the art fair, that's going to help people who might be interested in auditioning?
Well, I happen to be offering a free Shakespeare workshop at 4 o'clock on Monday, November 27th, the day before the Arts Fair, also in the Black Box Theater. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about how do we take this very difficult language and bring it to life for a contemporary audience? How do we take this thick language, which requires us to hit the dictionary and thesaurus, and make it sound like human beings talking today? I also will be working with actors on their monologues, because if you're going to be auditioning for Much Ado, I ask you to prepare a one-minute Shakespeare monologue. And so what I'm going to be doing is teaching them about operative words, teaching them about how to physicalize this language. You'll be learning all kinds of things about how to make Shakespeare come to life.
The free workshop starts at 4 o'clock on Monday. And people could come to this. It's free, even if maybe they weren't really going to audition. They could make a decision about auditioning, but they could come to the workshop just to see how this Shakespeare stuff works. Is that right?
Yeah, if you're just even tempted to consider making theater with us here at Butte College, come on by for the free workshop. Even if you're not a student yet, you can always become a student in January should you get cast in the show. The entire community is welcome to audition for our productions here at Butte College, even if you already have a bachelor's degree and you've been making theater for a long time, or if you're brand new, maybe you're recently retired and you've always had that acting bug in you. We'd love to have you come by and audition for us on Tuesday, or come to the free Shakespeare workshop. You'll get a real sense of what a community we're building here, a non-competitive, supportive environment where people are trying to encourage each other to make good art instead of people trying to damage one another.
We've been talking with Jesse Mers. He's the head of the drama department at Butte College, and he will be around to see, talk to, and there'll be a lot of activity going on around the Black Box Theater, the theater on campus in the arts building at Butte College.
Our arts fair is going to be at the Butte College main campus on November 28th and 29th, next Tuesday and next Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 2. We're going to have on display student, faculty, and staff art. So we hope the public will come out and see this, and we certainly expect that we'll have a lot of students, faculty, and staff there as well. I forgot to mention there also will be refreshments, so an added inducement.
And it's free entry.
Free entry, yeah.
Anybody who wants to come and check out the very exciting arts building on the Butte College main campus, this is your chance. Tuesday or Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is Dolores Mitchell. Today, I'm talking with three artists who will be in the Chico Arts Center Holiday Gift Show that runs from December 1st through 28th, open Monday through Friday from noon to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 p.m. There's a gala reception from 5 to 7 p.m., Friday, December 1st. For those of you who may not know where the Chico Arts Center is, just think in terms of the Amtrak station, 5th Street and Orange. The first artist, Retta Wilmuth.
I will be showing my ceramics, which is incorporated into garden art with repurposed metals and found natural objects, mainly sculptures of animals in very whimsical positions.
You were showing me one of an octopus within an actual seashell.
That's one of my natural ones where I found the object and immediately saw an octopus crawling out. I call it clay speak.
Having a bright, whimsical piece of sculpture in the garden really brightens things up.
It's also fun. It brings a smile to your face. They reach out and cause a little bit of whimsy and humor when you're in your garden, whether you're weeding or just enjoying the plants.
You were telling me you have a great love of rust.
Oh, lust for rust. I enjoy picking and garden sales and estate sales and anything that's rusty. You'll find me on the ground digging things out. And then I place them into vertical compositions of totems that grace the gardens. So I'm going to have some garden totems at this show.
How about your use of mechanical parts?
The springs and various objects do provide motion.
This year, you're displaying your work together with another artist.
Yes, my dear friend Nancy O'Neill will be showing with me at the Art Center. She does functional pottery that's beautiful and you can eat off of it. Her colors are beautiful, and so we'll have function with my dysfunction.
How about the iron that you repurposed, and a really old-fashioned iron?
I love irons because they provide a good base to my structures. The wind can't blow them over. Any ceramic object that I place on top of them looks great and is well balanced.
I'm going to turn now to Ava Moon, who has done a number of very whimsical designs.
I make block prints and notebooks, sketchbooks, and greeting cards. One of my favorite designs of my own is the ocean print that I did. It's inspired by Japanese art. I really love Japanese printing. On a few of them, I put the word manifest so people can use the sketchbooks for manifestation journals. Perfect for the new year.
How about your interest in spirituality? How does that come through in your art?
I use a lot of eyeballs and moons. I feel like the eyeball is the symbol for awakening. There's this big call for spiritual awakening, and I feel like the eyeball is the perfect symbol for that. The moon, because that's where I feel like I draw my creative energy from, the moon at night when the world is quiet. I can create my art and connect with my spirituality.
I'm now talking to Teal Bueller, who has a lifelong fascination with wildlife that runs through all of the art that she's offering at the gift show.
I have a strong love of wildlife, and there will also be some domestic animals too. I have some polar bears and penguins, especially for the winter season. In some of the other images, I'll have quail. I do a lot of African animals, elephants, rhinoceros, zebra. I also do a lot of desert wildlife, jackrabbits, coyote, bighorn sheep.
In what form are these animal portrayals available?
Cards, prints, and canvases. I hope when the viewer sees these animal portraits, they will connect with the animal. They'll have a stronger love and feeling for the animal, and they'll be inspired towards conservation and protecting animals.
In addition to the three artists that I've been interviewing, there will be at least 20-25 others with specialties that range from jewelry, ceramics, painting, photography, fiber art. These are all guaranteed to be one-of-a-kind gifts, all of it at very affordable prices. Go down to the Chico Art Center and be amazed at what you can find as gifts for everyone in your family.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program in its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.